We're going to talk about HER2 positive disease a little bit later, but Chuck, the NSABP has been talking about maybe the next generation or the next trial, including bevacizumab with trastuzumab. What do we know right now about that combination?
Well, Denny Slayman and the TORI network are doing the study of the combination of Avastin and Herceptin, frontline metastatic disease HER2 positive patients for safety and efficacy, and they're very encouraged by the results. NSABP and CIRG have agreed to work together on our B31 replacement and their 006 replacement study with the idea of being of testing chemo Herceptin plus minus Avastin as our question. We're waiting on a little more information from the pilot data and reach consensus on some of the chemotherapy backbone issues, but we hope we can get that study out end of the year.
It's interesting, Antonio. The actual oncologist in community practice has a lot more experience using bevacizumab than most breast cancer clinical researchers because they've been using it so much in colon cancer. What's your take on the additional risks and benefits of adding in bevacizumab in breast cancer, Antonio?
I think one of the key issues for all of us in having, at this point, access to bevacizumab has been the issue of approval by the insurance companies, which has significantly limited our use of the drug. As far as the increased risks associated with the drug itself, for the most part, other than the immediate postoperative period in the GI malignancies and some complications in ovarian cancer, for the most part, it has been a relatively safe drug. So I think our limitation as breast cancer physicians when to use bevacizumab has been the issue of what are the data available. And that's why many of us are restricting ourselves to perhaps not necessarily a first-line setting, but perhaps the first utilization of paclitaxel in metastatic disease, in that case then adding bevacizumab, because that's where we have efficacy data. At this point, I'd have a little bit of trouble with using bevacizumab outside of paclitaxel setting, simply because we do not have data. Granted, we may not be harming people, but I'm not sure we're helping them. And then if we take away for a moment our clinician hat, taking care of the individual patient, and just put our population hat from a society standpoint, the costs are not insignificant.